Okay, panelists, some questions for you from the week's news. Amy, good news, as restrictions lift in New York State, weddings are now allowed. So you can let your hair down, you can enjoy a reception, as long as everyone stays in their own 6-foot by 6-foot area, specially designated for what?
The chicken dance?
Well, dancing. Yes, dancing. Is the answer. New York State has lifted its restrictions on weddings. So now the only thing to stop you from getting married is that feeling that there must be somebody else out there. But there are rules.
You know, I'm a Methodist. So we have that anyway. So yeah, just more of the same.
So every wedding will be like an Orthodox wedding.
Exactly. No touching. There are rules. And like I said, guests will be assigned their own 36 square foot dance zone that they have to stay in. What does remote grinding even look like? And the enforcement of this is going to be really difficult. Like, I'm sorry. This area is not zoned for the horror.
Right. How do you get... that chair better
have
dance, really long
legs. Exactly.
Legs.
What are you going to do at Jewish weddings where you're supposed to haul them up in a chair? Now, there are other restrictions for your New York State wedding. You can have a maximum 150 guests. Oh, sorry, Cousin Jerry. You were 151. And there's one weirdly specific rule. Nobody at a New York State wedding can take a damning photo of the governor getting handsy. Not that good in there. Also, and this is true, there must be a 12-foot distance between any wind instruments. Well, think about it. A trumpet is basically a COVID bazooka. And right. Also, the father-daughter dance will also be prohibited, but just because it's weird.
Yeah, that's so awkward.
It really is.
That's the worst, yeah.
Is it really that awkward? It's not as awkward as the rite of prima nocte.
That's true.
But hold on a second. A socially distanced prima nocte is just, it's just affectionate.
It really is. It's just a kind wave from the feudal lord to the virgin wife
blowing
on the
kisses.
Night of the wedding.
I'm so glad that NPR is bringing back Latin.